We've had an email in this week, and this comes to us from Julie Rodaway from Liverpool. Hello, Julie. Thank you for your email. She says, "Hi, Steve, Sean and Jackie. Really enjoy the tech show. Look forward to listening each week on my iPhone and iPad devices." Oh, more than one. How posh. On one of the episodes, you mentioned a stereo mic you got for your phone, which piqued my curiosity because in the past, I tried without success to record on the iPhone. When I plugged the lightning adapter into the phone, VoiceOver ceased working, so I received no audible feedback when I was recording. So, what mic do you use, and what additional accessories are necessary so that I can still use VoiceOver as well? And also, she asks, how accessible is the app you use with VoiceOver? Well, Julie, this is a subject that is very close to my heart because, guess what? That's what I do for a living. So, needless to say, this piqued my interest. And I know Jackie and Sean have both had a bit of interest around this as well. Jackie, you've used different kinds of things. And I think we should talk about the range of stuff we're all using, actually, because I think it might help. I think it's just important to talk about the different options as well, because, you know, there's a huge cost differences as well out there.
Yeah, I use, if I'm recording outside or if I'm recording on the phone, I use an Olympus, I have a few Olympus recorders. I have a DM5, a DM7 and an LS14 and a DP311. I have them all for different uses, and I think they've all got their strengths and weaknesses. So over the course of time, I've sort of purchased one, played around with it for quite a while, use it for music and stuff as well. And I like using my PC. I use SoundForge Audio Studio when I'm doing some editing. And I've also got Audacity, so I would use that as well. And I've got a really nice microphone that I love. It's called a Yeti, and it's by a company called Blue. It's a USB microphone, and I'm actually using it at the moment to speak to you on this show. And I use that with Skype, obviously, when we're doing the program. So there's a load of stuff out there, and I'm always interested in what people like to use themselves.
So am I. What about you, Sean? How do you do it? How did you make that? Made that report for us at apparently 3 o'clock one morning. What were you doing? 3 o'clock in the morning.
I like leaving things to the last minute.
Yeah, no,
I'm using an Audio Technica mic. It's an 80. I think it's a 2005. It's a XLR and USB mic, which I prefer because it gives you a bit of versatility to how you're going to do it. But apart from that, I'm using the Olympus LS14 as well. When I was doing the blind square out and about, I was connected by phone to the Olympus. Really nice quality. It's hard to handle, though. You handle anything like that and the noise just goes straight through to the recording. Mm. So I'm really interested to see how you actually do it, Stephen, when you're out and about, like when you did it at the Sight Village.
Yeah. So that was the interesting thing, because some of what you heard there on the Sight Village report that Sean did featured me in Edinburgh at the Sight Village event, and all of that I recorded at that on that show and indeed on that report was recorded on this little mic. So here it is here. It comes in. Do you know what I love about things like this? This microphone comes with a case. I don't know why this excites me so much, but it does.
You're a bit like me. I like all the accessories.
I love accessories. I just love accessories. And this comes with this. Now, I would say it's like almost about a tennis ball size, actually. It's a very small microphone. Tennis ball, slightly elongated. It's a little zip case. And if I open it up, inside there is the microphone, and it's tiny. It is very, very small. The actual guts of the microphone. Oh, there's Bumble in the background. Hello, Bumble.
Yeah.
I always love when Jackie's guide dog shows up on the programme. Doesn't need fed, no?
No, it's just somebody has probably arrived, and she's getting quite excited and vocal.
Yeah, well, fair enough. Now, the microphone is very small, and what it does is it has a lightning port. And interestingly, Julie mentions this in her email, that there is a lightning port in the one you're using as well, and it fits onto the bottom of the phone, which is quite interesting, because you would think that it would get in the way. I mean, it is. I will say this, if you've got a case on your iPhone or iPad, it probably won't work. You have to take that off first. I've had to slip my phone out of its case just to get this to fit properly.
Oh, you need a degree to get some of those cases off.
Oh, tell me about it, I know. But once you've got it off, once you've got the case off and you've plugged this in, that is when you need to download the microphone app. So I'm using the Shure MV88. MV short for Motive. And Motive, by the way, without an E, gets even more complicated. MOTIV. Shure, SHURE, Motive 88. A very small microphone, as I say. And when you put it onto the bottom of the iPhone, it makes the iPhone look and feel a bit like a bottle of gin. And that's the best way I can describe it.
Well, no, neither would I, Sean.
No, of course you wouldn't.
It's another secret he's let out of the bag.
It comes with a little windshield on the top, which I have to say is not the greatest windshield in the world, and you can buy better. And that's the little kind of foamy bit that goes over the top of the microphone, and that generally cuts out a lot of wind noise. However, as the guys will know... in previous attempts at recording, it has proved itself useless. In windy situations, it doesn't do much at all. But you know, if you're using it inside, you're using it to record in-house, then you're probably fine. It's a lovely little mic. It's a stereo microphone. And what's clever about it is the software, the app itself, lets you use it as a mono or a stereo microphone. And you can use it for various different applications. So say, for example, you wanted to record some atmosphere outside. You wanted to record the sound of outside. Jackie, I know you're a big fan of doing that with birdsong. Now, this is great for this because not only does it, when it fits into the bottom of the iPhone, you can actually, you know, you can hold the phone almost like a microphone and use it that way. But you can actually also just take this and there's a way you can just sort of clip it round so that effectively it becomes 90 degree angle to your iPhone, so you can sit it on your desk. You can just leave it there, or you can sit it on the table outside and leave it, and the microphone's sort of sticking up, and you can record the sounds around you. And it gives a lovely recording. I'd probably say this is one of the best microphones I've ever used. And I've used some really good mics, some really top-end mics.
That's a strong claim.
Well, I think it is. I'm obsessed with audio quality, as you guys know. And when it comes to recording, I like something that can record, and this is what this does, and this is why I like it. It records in a way that if you use it in stereo mode, for example, you can actually hear all the surroundings, but you can hear the voice in the middle perfectly clear. And yeah. I like that. You know, I like to be able to hear the surroundings, but I also want to hear that person speaking as clearly as possible. Well, get to that in a minute. We'll get to that in a minute. We'll get to the
call. There's the bulldozer.
Straight in. How much? That's my wife would say that. Yeah, never mind all that. How much? But here's the thing. You get the app with it, the Shure MV88 app, and you need that in order for it to operate. That'll give you access to a whole range of settings. So as well as I was mentioning, you can change it from mono to stereo. You can change the stereo width as well if you want to be really fussy about it. You can use a compressor so that it will give you better sound quality, much more punchy. You can use a limiter if you're in a loud environment. It will cut back for you so you don't get a distorted recording. You've got lots of different options on EQ, and you can change the bass level or whatever you want. You can do all of that, and it's absolutely fantastic for that. How much? Well, you're talking 120 quid.
Bargain.
Not bad.
It's a lot of money. There's no denial, that's a lot of cash. 120 quid's a lot of money, but it's a good mic. I have to be honest, when you get it and you look at it, you think, that was 120 quid?
What have I done?
Yeah. What was that? But yeah. When you hear the results, it is quite impressive. Now, the interesting thing is recording on the iPhone itself. Once you've got the microphone up and running, you can use pretty much any app you want. And one of the favourite ones I used to use before, just when I got started in recording with the iPhone, was actually an app called Voice Memos, which is built into the iPhone when you get it. So there's an app called Voice Memos. A lot of people don't even know it's there. I think it's usually hidden in a folder somewhere.
Yeah, I think it's in the utilities folder, isn't it?
Yeah, so once you've got your... In anyone's phone, just try it right now if you're listening and you want to try it. Check it out. Just even go into the Spotlight search and just search for Voice Memos. And you'll probably find it's in there, and that will allow you to record. And it's so easy. One button press record, and then if you want to send that recording to someone, like me, then all you do is you stick it and you hit the share button, send by email, and put in the email address, stephen.scott@rnib.org.uk. There you go. So, Julie, that's your task. Julie Rodaway in Liverpool. Once you've got it working, send us an email with a recording. We'd love to hear it working.
Well, going back to Julie's email there, why do you think she lost voiceover when she attached the attached it to the Lightning port?
Well, that's the thing. I think it's because sometimes the voiceover, I think it depends the device. I don't know what Julie's using. I haven't noticed that problem, to be honest. When you plug it in, it doesn't affect voiceover at all. So that's the case with the Shure MV88. That might be an issue with other microphones. I don't know. But
just wondering if maybe the microphone's got its own headphone. Does she lose other audio, or is it just voiceover?
Well, that would be my first thought. I thought that the Shure MV88 had a headphone port in it, but it doesn't. It uses the headphone port on the phone. And how I do it with the Shure is I can keep voiceover running, but I have to make sure that I've got an earpiece in. Otherwise, whatever, you know, obviously the phone will speak and the microphone will pick that up. So you can use the Shure app and you can use all that with voiceover, but you have to make sure there's headphones plugged in. And that's always, I would always say that's wise anyway, whenever you're recording, always have a pair of headphones in, or an earpiece at least, just so you can hear that it's definitely recording. And you can hear levels as well, because, you know, the big thing, of course, is you don't want someone yelling down the mic at you, and then you get back and you listen to the recording, think that was terrible. So that's quite important. And even if you're not going to use the, you know, I think most people might use it just by, you know, plugging in the microphone and sitting on a table and recording. I would still say if you're using voiceover, you must always have that earpiece in. I wouldn't recommend Bluetooth with it. I've had a bit of fun with this. I tried out Bluetooth recording, you know, to try and have a Bluetooth earpiece in and have the microphone in my hand, so I had less wires, basically, to tangle myself up in. But it just gets confused because there's a microphone in the Bluetooth headset and the app gets confused.
Yeah, of course. It gets a bit messy.
So best to avoid that, I think. But that's it. I mean, the Shure MV88 is a lovely piece of kit. What we'll do in the coming weeks for Julie and for others is I'm going to maybe review some of the other pieces of kit that I use. And do you know what? The iPhone itself, as a recording, I mean, it's not that bad. I remember, a good few years back, I remember getting I was going to a gig for Real Country, the country show I do, and there was a band, Little Big Town, huge American country band, and I love them to bits, and I got a chance to go and actually see them. And the interesting thing was that my recording microphone, my £600 device, which I use to record, the battery's run out. And I'm standing there thinking, oh, what do I do now? And the reaction to that was, by my wife, incidentally, was, why don't you just use your iPhone? So I did. And it was absolutely fine. So I think there's a lot to be said about using the iPhone as a recording device on its own. And Julie, you might want to try that out. So I hope that's answered some of your question, Julie.